Hello, this is Kate, and I'm going to read you the newsletter for January to March 2026. First of all, some words from David Shafto, our chief officer. He says, "Last year I had the pleasure of walking the lovely South Downs Way in southern England. The people in charge of it have obviously got their heads screwed on the right way. And despite there being an abundance of livestock at every turn, clever planning meant that there were only about half a dozen stiles along the whole 100-mile length. Three of those stiles, if I remember rightly, were guarding fields of turnips. Unless they have a problem with hordes of mangled wurzels running amok through the villages of rural Sussex, those few stiles could probably have gone too. That's the thing about many barriers at the end of the day. Lots of them are just there because people haven't quite thought things through enough. Open Country has always had a thing about bringing down barriers, and this year, joined by our many networking partners, that mission holds truer than ever. Inspiring people at Groundwork Trust, Yorkshire Water, North Yorkshire and Burley and Wharfdale Walkers are Welcome have all done great things in removing stiles and generally taking down unnecessary barriers wherever they can. At this time of year, many of us look for ways to declutter our desks, our houses and our lives. In 2026, let's all work together to bin the barriers and try and declutter the outdoors wherever we can. Above all, the next time someone says that you're lacking in style, take it as a compliment." Fundraising news. We're thrilled to announce that Betty's York has chosen us to be their charity of the year. The fantastic team at Betty's York has already kicked off their fundraising efforts in the most festive way, hosting a wonderful Christmas dinner followed by a lively pub quiz led by the Lord Mayor of York, Councillor Martin Rowley. "We're incredibly grateful to Betty's for their enthusiasm, generosity and early support. And a special thanks to Zoe, our York Tandems volunteer, for helping us be part of the Charity of the Year journey with Betty's York. While we're looking forward to our exciting partnership with Betty's York, we also want to take a moment to say a big thank you to Hops Musical Theatre Company, who announced us as their Charity of the Year in 2025 and raised £756 for Open Country. We're incredibly grateful to everyone there and for their generosity and hard work. And this wonderful donation will directly support our projects and help us make a real difference in the communities we serve." Festive auction. Thank you to everyone who took part in our festive online auction. We raised over £700 and we're very grateful to the local businesses who supported this project with wonderful gifts for people to bid on, including Panel Golf Club, York Football Club, Rudding Park Hotel and Spa, Black Sheep Brewery, Keystone Brewing Group, Yorkshire Photo Walks, Harrogate Flower Show, MP Tom Gordon, Wills and Parker Hair and Beauty Salon, Ocado, Pulbridge Farm, The Wakeman's House and Off-Peak Luxury. "Time to have your say. It's the most wonderful time of the year. No, not Christmas, but our annual members survey. As usual, we really appreciate you completing it. It helps us to ensure we're doing everything we can to make coming out with Open Country the best experience possible. There is a goodie bag for the lucky person whose name is drawn out of a hat, so that's another incentive to fill it out. Trustee news. Farewell to both Tracy Jackson and Jane Eyre, who retired at our recent AGM. Thank you to them for their sterling contribution over the years. Our audio walks. Tom has recently added to our range of audio walks with a brand new walk around Walton Colliery, Anglers and Barnsley Canal. Why not check out this walk and other walks on our website? Just go to opencountry.org.uk and audio walks will be on there. Our Access films. You might also be interested in our growing selection of 5 Access videos. You can watch our members using trampers to tackle the rugged conditions of Fountains Earth Moor, or see our Rip and Tandon Club enjoying an evening ride through Studley Royal Deer Park. They're all currently on the Nidderdale page of the Access Project section of our website. And you can also find them on the Open Country YouTube channel. Nidderdale News. Work will start on the ground in the new year on our ambitious inclusive access projects at Beecroft Plantation, Druids Temple and Toughgate Limekiln. This is funded by DEFRA and all work has to be done by March the 17th, so we'll bring you updates in the next newsletter. With Open Country, life's a gas. Our 2025 Good Access Scheme conference was a resounding success. Almost 30 delegates attended, including people from Yorkshire Water, Peak District National Park, and the Hawardian Hills National Landscape. It was held at the Yorkshire Arboretum, and guests explored the grounds using the site's all-terrain trampers. We shared best practice ideas and enjoyed talks from the Alzheimer's Society on Dementia Friends and Natural England on the Centre for Outdoor Accessibility Training. We loved hearing about recent access wins from attendees, but the highlight was presenting the 2025 Good Access Scheme Award to the amazing volunteers of Burley and Wharfdale Walkers at Welcome. They're incredibly active in making their beautiful surroundings more inclusive for all. Recent activities have included creating a new circular route, installing benches along paths, encouraging the installation of wider gates to replace stiles, and working with us to create our new Burley and Wharfdale Break Free pack with 12 accessible routes. A huge thank you to everyone who attended and to North Yorkshire Council's Inspire Fund for sponsoring this event. And next year's conference will be held at Burley and Wharfdale on Friday the 13th of November 2026. Harrogate Hub News. The Deaf Cafe. Recently we had the pleasure of visiting the Deaf Cafe at Harrogate Library, where we were welcomed by some friendly regulars. We shared a short talk about Open Country and the many activities we offer, from countryside outings to our walking groups and nature-themed adventures. Our visit sparked real interest, and we're hopeful we'll be seeing some new faces on future trips. Building connections with local communities is an important part of our work, and it was inspiring to meet people keen to explore the outdoors with us. If any of our volunteers use British Sign Language, we'd love to hear from you, as these skills could be incredibly valuable in helping us to make our activities even more accessible. Volunteer news. Welcome aboard to our new volunteers, Angela Bruin, Caroline Gallagher, Caroline Midwood, who are helping with our weekday Wanderers and Explorers groups, and also to James Warburton, who joined the Harrogate Tandems. We're really delighted you've joined us. Happy anniversary. Congratulations to Andy Darby, who recently celebrated 20 years of volunteering with Open Country. Over the past two decades, Andy has been involved in both the Harrogate and Wakefield hubs, helping out on many activities, including tandem cycling, weekend outings and walks. With his patience, loyalty, experience, and most importantly, his robust sense of humour, Andy is a fantastic supporter of Open Country. So we thank you for your invaluable contribution, Andy. And in fact, thank you to all our fantastic volunteers across our three hubs. We really appreciate your support and the time you give to help our activities run smoothly. We wish you all the best for Christmas and look forward to more adventures in the new year. Wakefield Hub News. Welcome to our new countryside activities offer, Gemma. She will run our Nature Force and Wild Things groups and will be driving the minibus on our weekend outings from the middle of February. Gemma's previous roles include community gardening, and we're gearing up to get growing in the polytunnel this spring. She's also a willow weaver and has been making wreaths and lanterns with Wild Things, and will be working on more crafty creations through 2026. Farewell to Sophie, who has been a key volunteer with Trailblazers and is leaving to work at a school in Lupset. A big thanks to Sophie for all the energy and enthusiasm she brought to our activities. Wild About Woodlands. Our Wild About Woodlands project comes to an end in January, thanks to all the creative people who've delivered workshops and shared their skills with Wild Things and our volunteers, including printing, weaving, sketching and photography. We hope to develop these activities and introduce them to other groups in the year ahead. And this project was supported by Wakefield Council Culture Grant. Happy birthday to Harry Birdsall, who is Open Country's oldest current member. And he turns 100 years young, in February. An amazing individual and a veteran of World War II Normandy landings. We owe Harry and his generation a great deal. Many happy returns of the day, Harry. And finally, our new West Yorkshire Countryside Directory for People with Disabilities is out now. It's currently on the website and copies are also being printed. You'll find information on walking clubs, wheelchair-friendly walks and outings, wildlife clubs and organisations, and sports and outdoor pursuits. So do let us know if you'd like a hard copy. And we would like to thank West Yorkshire Combined Authority and City Connect for funding the production and printing. Well, that's all for now. If you'd like to get in touch with us, we'd love to hear from you. Our number at the Harrogate office is 01423 507 227. Wakefield is 07426 716 77, and Teesside is 07848 257 814. Thanks very much for listening. Bye for now.